The rivalry between Sitka and Mount Edgecombe High Schools is called the Battle of the Bridge. Maybe a slightly dramatic name, but there is a rivalry, and according to the students who packed into the BJ McGillis gym on Wednesday to see their boys' basketball teams duke it out, it's a healthy rivalry, too.
My first name is Candace, C-A-N-D-A-C-E, not Can Dance like my badge says. I don't know how that happened.
Candace, not Can Dance, Candace Shack, is the student body president at Mount Edgecombe High School. On this Wednesday afternoon, she's sitting in the bleachers with practically the rest of the school, watching the two crosstown rivals run back and forth on the basketball court.
The last Battle of the Bridges game, we lost to Sitka, and so we're redeeming ourselves right now on our home court, regionals.
There are two clear camps in the gym during this game, so much so that you don't really have to see the court to know what's happening. You just listen to which side of the bleachers is making noise. But Shaq says that's where the division ends. Outside the sports arena, literally and figuratively, the two schools work pretty well together.
It's a lot more friendly than it was my freshman year, I'll put it that way. We're getting more close as, like, friends-wise. So, yeah, it's a friendly rivalry. We're not beating on each other.
Over on the other side of the gym, shouting at the top of her lungs, is Holly Reeder. She's on Sitka High School's student council, and she acknowledges that there have been tensions in the rivalry in the past, but that, for now, it's moving in a pretty good direction.
We're hoping it's going to be a friendly rivalry. It's been pretty bad in the past. We're trying to get it, though. We're coming to more of the games. Like, we've had a great turnout in Sitka. All the Edgecombe kids, they get bussed over, and so we've had a lot more students there. There's more students that are coming to the Edgecombe games over here to watch. It's getting better. There is definitely a rivalry, and it's a healthy one right now. It's kind of nice.
That said, when it comes to cheering on the Sitka Wolves, Reeder is all business.
I'm wearing my homemade shirt that I made for the games, my bandana, and we have our face painted. I'm on a group called the Sitka Psychos, and we try to paint up for most of the games. This year it hasn't gone as... We don't do it quite as much this year, but we're trying. Now that it's regions, we're getting into it, and because we're playing Edgecombe, we really want to do it for this game. Just because their whole school was excused for this game, so they could come and watch. So we really wanted to show them that we got spirit, we can compete with their whole school.
It's the third quarter. Edgecombe is ahead, 24-19, and Sitka High School principal Howard Wayne is standing at the corner of the court on pins and needles.
It's almost too difficult to watch the game right now. It's so exciting, and it's just... Listening to the band, watching the cheerleaders, it's just it couldn't be more exciting than right here, right now at the McGillis Arena.
Wayne says the rivalry between the two schools makes each team better.
Both teams have had challenges throughout the season with kids stepping out through injuries or other issues, but you know, we all seem to take it up to another level every time we get together on the court, so it's really been fun.
All right. Back over to the Mount Edgecombe side of the gym.
I look at it in a real positive aspect, and I think that it's a good school spirit for both schools and for the entire community.
That's Bernie Gurley. He's the academic principal at Mount Edgecombe.
We've got a great bunch of athletes here at our school. Sitka has always had a great bunch of athletes, and being able to play, we've always played them, but being able to play for something that's a little bit more important, being a regional team, it makes it a little more exciting. I think it's been very positive, and I'm really enjoying it.
Sitka High School recently moved into Division 3A, where Mount Edgecombe competes, but the rivalry dates back to the 50s and 60s, when there were three high school sports programs here: Sitka, Mount Edgecombe, and Sheldon Jackson High School. Sitka head coach Andy Lee says, if anything, the rivalry has probably intensified.
I mean, we approach every game like it's a big game, and you know, they're very well coached. It's a great school, so we consider it, you know, a big deal, you know, to come across the bridge and play.
Yeah. What do they say about it?
Oh, they want to whoop our butt, you know, and then if you talk to people that are 70 in town, that hasn't changed.
Edgecombe coach Archie Young agrees with that. He says the rivalry is great, especially for the fans. Those fans include Edgecombe student Jerry Active, who is standing in the bleachers holding a giant white megaphone.
I'm with the cheerleaders right now, so I gotta cheer as loud as I can. I'm starting to lose my voice, actually.
For Active, the rivalry is there, sure, but right now, as Edgecombe works to keep ahead of Sitka on the court, it's just about basketball, plain and simple.
I'm just excited about the game. I don't know. I just really want to cheer for the game. I don't know. I'm just really excited right now.
Edgecombe maintained its lead for the rest of the game, winning 59-42. It's another chapter in a decades-old rivalry written on a Thursday afternoon and punctuated with one last buzzer.